Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Just coquettish.
And we back.
Yeah.
We are back.
Standard Dish, Video Game Book Club Podcast. I'm Billy.
I'm someone else.
Oh.
I'm Kaylee.
That's not Billy.
Oh, I'm still Alan.
All right. New year, same roles.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. We are playing. Wait, we're going to talk about the other thing first. So yeah, sorry, yeah. I'm trying to open my drink, so I'm like just going in autopilot. I'm just gonna open the drink first.
All right. That's smart.
I'll do this.
Priorities.
Put it in the cup.
Let's see, Billy, what you drinking?
So it's actually vodka and soda because we have house.
Nice. Wow, house. Nice.
So it's this is real millennial stuff. This is a Tito's and LaCroix. I mean, this Tito's. Is. A,
It's not even a vodka soda.
I bought it at Costco, seltzer. This cocktail.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Costco's got better cocktails than that.
Probably. Well, okay. I don't even go to Costco, so I don't know.
You should, though. Funny. You live in Kirkland. How could you not?
The home of Costco's brand.
I was going to say, that's, yeah. Don't they just give you a Costco membership when you move in?
Why can't I screen share this?
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, apparently not. So.
I mean, not that it wasn't a rhetorical question.
All right, we're going through our Spotify Wrapped that we've been meaning to do, and now we're doing it. Your Wrapped is here. Let's go.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
Okay. It says that people are really, really feeling what we do, but it's not. Am I supposed to click something? What do I do? It's like a responsive screen. Click.
Bottom right corner has arrows.
Yeah. Maybe scroll.
Well, maybe scroll.
Oh, you think it's scrollable? Ooh. Ready? Let's take it from the top. What's this?
Whoa.
This
is,
I feel like a very
that's vintage.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's it's a little like a little snake over there.
Ooh. Okay. The scroll is. Speaking of top, your top episode was Radon's Virtual
Party.
Yeah. Same one.
Oh man! Wow.
New Year's
going out for Radon.
It's putting out numbers. I still don't. Dude. I don't know what we SEO.
What did we do with
this?
That?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we got to do whatever that was again.
Yeah, we need to like crack the code there.
Did we film Someone that naked? What?
I don't
was
know.
Was that a shed? Was that a shed episode?
Was it a shed? I don't know.
We have to look back.
It might have been.
Let's look up those. Let's pick up the archives and find out.
Yeah, we'll have to go back to the
lightning in the standard
party. Hey, write us in, and if you're one of the ones who love it, and let us know what we've lost along the way. Help
Why
us regain the
Radon's
magic. You know, it's so sad to know your best episodes are behind you, you know.
I think about this episode. I mean, like, I think about the one fact from this episode that I learned that blew my mind about how different we all are, and just because it highlighted by Alan not doing it with no summons. just Alexander, so it is and that's it.
So Alan episode.
I forgot
it's
I did
so
that.
So Alan.
I forgot I did that. Well, there
it was impressive.
Yeah, it was. I got very like nervous and like I'm like people just did their next summon, didn't do that.
It was it was streamed. That episode was streamed 74% more than our average episode.
Wow.
All right, we got to figure that one out.
Is this our Spotify Wrapped or Spotify Beat Up? Whoa, like, we're in a kaleidoscope. All right, let's hear it from the new fans. What are they like? Look, I'm drawing.
Whoa.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is definitely...
Super okay, relevant. 64% of our listeners discovered us in 23.
Wow, cool. Okay, that's good.
So
that's
I assume you all went to the back catalog and listened to Radon. So tell us what is it just because it was so funny to hear that Alan didn't understand the game or like what is it?
It's possible. I mean,
just
if that's what it
game.
Is, I could still do that every episode.
And Elden Ring still had a big year in 23.
I guess. Wow.
Kickoff part one brought 22% of people in.
That's a game you can keep playing.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's the first episode.
I'm just dying for the DLC. We're obviously going to have to revisit that when it happens.
I feel like we heard news of that DLC a while back, and I thought it was going to be over the summer, but then, nah.
Yeah, so and then we'll I kind of expected like them to announce that it's going to launch February, but I think they announced sort of like, hey, you know, we're just working on it, okay?
Yeah.
Does everyone give us some time here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. How does it feel to have gone global? Oh, it's great. Thank you, Spotify.
What are we doing?
46, we're streamed to 46 countries with the United States being our top country. All right.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. 46. Cool. It seems like a lot of those countries.
That's a lot of countries.
A lot.
It's a decent amount.
New listeners in Australia, Finland. It doesn't say that these are where the top ones are, so I feel like they could just be listing
just
countries
new listeners,
now.
Right?
Wow. I think they're just listing countries. Like, Australia, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, and Norway.
Cool. Wow.
The Nordic
White
countries.
White people love us.
I was going to say that too. Well, the Nordic countries are, yeah. I mean, like, Finland, what? Sweden, Norway. We got, like,
I feel like this is the Switzerland connection situation.
Oh, maybe.
It's the old Nords.
Wow. Oh, it's probably because of God of War.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it was all the Viking
and how much we loved it.
And
how much I loved that game really brought
love
people into
God
it.
Of War is huge, mm-hmm. huge over there. Makes sense.
All right. Our listeners tend to listen to leisure, comedy, and sports. Sports?
Sports?
What
sports?
Sports? Wow. Why do you guys like us?
Best genres
what?
Were.
No wonder we're okay, driving it's... you away.
That's funny. It's, well, I mean.
Is that a golf joke?
That's why. This is why.
That's probably the only sports we get into the
that's
podcast.
It. Yeah, that's what they come for. Top music genres puns. Are rock, pop, and rap. I think those are just cool. top music
that's,
genres.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true of
that's,
all humans.
Yeah. I don't think that's anything mm-hmm. unique to
and
us.
Here's just top music genres. Your listeners definitely told their friends about you. Oh, good.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Keep doing that. Do that more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shared with direct Ooh. Link, text, Instagram,
oh,
WhatsApp. You know what I'm
Very
seeing
cool.
Here? Some real millennial stats right here. So, you know,
that is
TikTok shares, guys. What's happening? Why don't you share? Can you do that, actually? Can you even share?
I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. That's,
I mean,
that's
I don't
probably...
use TikTok.
Yeah, is TikTok still a thing?
Wait, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
I think
yeah.
so. Yeah, yeah. It's
not even a thing. I think it's like the thing now.
Yeah, not here, but.
Like, people
everywhere
use
else.
It as the front page of their internet, I think. People use
oh,
it as
wow.
their Google.
Mm. Oh, don't do that. But yeah, wow. probably yes.
So,
well, direct link, that's good.
Yeah, do that. Hey, thank you. Do some.
Thank you.
Either record that. Texts. That's, I don't know. Where's it again there?
Oh, oh I thought I filled in the blank. I thought it said our most shared episode was Radon's bachelor party, but it isn't even. It's Elden Ring Book Club kickoff part one. Love
wow,
it.
So,
but
wow.
I find it hilarious that then everyone gets shared that and they probably are like, I don't know. Wait, what's this bachelor party all about?
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
I wonder, is this just like the default, right? Like if you just share the podcast.
Oh yeah, like, you're probably right. Like if you go check these out and it may be, if you share the show, does it go to this one? Because
right.
it's the first one.
Maybe.
Either that or, you know, just like I believe Elden Ring is still the best game we've played, so.
Well, it's still early in Baldur's Gate, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just proceed in the thing and see what else. Ooh, 4.9.
4.9, wow.
That's right.
Who's that point one? Who's that point one coming at us, huh?
Didn't we get that one uh-huh. one-star review?
Yeah, we got a
like,
one star.
But it wasn't like really a one-star review because they were like, love the podcast. And they just gave it. And, but no, like they didn't. It was. Like,
I don't.
It was
I thought they
like
didn't
that.
Say anything. I thought it just
I think,
was.
I think it was empty.
Yeah.
It was empty. Yeah. It was a.
Which
it was
is,
a. It,
like,
a stray. It was a drive-by one star.
Yeah, we got a drive-by. Yeah. To me, that's more like you
caught a stray bullet.
If you have a 5.0, you don't have that many listeners yet. So when you start
that's
getting
fair.
Stray bullets fired at you, you know you're doing something right when a few people are just angry for no reason that they want to kind of.
Right. We're averaging out, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People like you, but I don't. So one star. I would love to hear who, like, what I would love, like, that written review from them. I wish they left it so I could hear, like, what the issue was. Are we too woke? Was it like, why do you have women talking about games?
No, we're
like,
not
what
too
is
woke.
It? What was, yeah, we're not even right. Yeah. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's listening, write us in your creative one star reviews for what you think it is, and we'll read it.
We'd
like
great
to read
idea,
your one star reviews to us. Don't put them. Don't rate them. Just write them to us.
Yeah. Don't make them official.
Yeah,
just
don't make them official,
us.
Please. Just tell us,
just
and we'll read them.
Slide into the DMs.
Yeah, we'll do a drink yes. for each one that gets read.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
I can't wait.
What else we got? Listeners did more than just listen. They got talking. All right, some of these, I published polls. I know. 42 votes.
Oh, are
basically,
we still doing that?
I published 5 polls
votes.
In a year. So I don't know. You tell me, am I still doing it? I mean, some of them are funny, I think. Didn't I ask,
yeah,
like, everybody their favorite character, but I just put the same option in every vote?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah, they're funny. I always forget that they're there.
We got a few Q&As out there. All right, these stats.
12
What else? Pop quiz. Ooh, pop quiz. Let's see who can get it.
I'm an adult.
Ooh.
What episode got the most audience engagement?
He
Bras Are For Man Boobs. Cece Pulls Out in Latino Village. Or
these names, I forgot about these names.
Oh man, our names are
these titles. I mean,
this
He Bras
sucks. Resident Evil 4 demo reaction.
Cece Pulls Out. I think
you
that's...
want okay. Alan's got Cece Pulls Out.
I think it's He Bras.
You think it's He Bras? I think it's He Bras too. What you got, Kaylee?
I think it's He Bras also.
Okay,
but
we're mainly
He Bras
going He Bras.
Too.
Who doesn't like boobs? Boobs.
Does anyone remember which
again,
game
again,
this episode belonged
again,
to?
Again, I did it wrong.
I know which game this was.
Which game
this
Hebra.
Hebra. Yeah, Zelda.
Hebra,
yeah.
Zelda.
Hebra, yeah. Yep. Hebra.
Why
boobs.
Man
yeah.
boobs?
Because it's a
Hebra.
Hebra. I think we just went with that. Yeah, there wasn't anything in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, just... Okay. It's clear to me that this was a Jackie creation. And I love it because it's like, it's just a pun is the literal whole answer. It's like, it sounds like bra. So there you go. And then you
word
get the
association.
It. Yeah, it's great. You got to get it to get it. Are you a gardener?
Oh.
I don't. Are we still in the right thing?
I don't know anymore.
Uh-oh.
Oh, geez. Because we saw growth.
Nice
growth. We got 78% followers. Wow.
More followers.
And we created more minutes. I don't know.
I think that's,
so we talked longer.
We talked.
Oh, interesting.
Can't forget to give a shout out to your biggest fans. That's what we doing, dog,
mm-hmm.
right now. Top 10 podcasts
for
517 of you people.
Wow. Top 10.
Wow.
All right, I want to hear from you, 517.
500?
Yeah.
17?
That's
a lot of people.
Tell me about this Radon's bachelor party, if you can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did it resonate with you?
And a top 5 for 336. All right, no, you motherfuckers, tell me about the Radon's bachelor party. You must know
what
we're doing.
Okay, but what about the top 1 podcast?
Yeah, what is happening with
this?
Yeah. Drum roll.
Brrr.
90
fans.
Wow. 90 hardcore fans
guys.
Out there.
Yeah.
Write us in. Write us in. All right, you 90, tell me your one star. Don't rate it. Just write in your fictitious one star review as a top as you 90
roast us.
You 90 play boys and play girls, and we'll read them.
Yeah.
All right, some of these stats are just getting stupid. They're just saying things.
They're just saying things.
Wait, they already gave us the stats.
They
71%.
Told us that stat.
They're just rewording things now. I think an AI might have written this.
Oh, yeah.
Almost certainly.
What a year.
Uh-huh.
Yay. All right. Moving fast through little bits.
Oh,
you're welcome.
You're welcome, world. Oh, they made something just for us.
It's probably
it
using AI.
it's cards that we can share so that they can grow their support. I mean, we can grow our support.
It's so that people go to Spotify.
Cool. I can send you some of these later, Jackie, if you want.
Wow.
2000, stop looking at this. Boom.
2500, yeah.
Boom.
Wow, we did it.
Yay.
Year in review. You year know, review. I would have liked a few stats, like how many drinks you drank.
Yeah, they don't record that
year.
How many times did Jackie flop the ending song?
How many ending songs were epic?
How many times did Kaylee give away a spoiler?
How many times did Alan restart his computer moments before?
That happened a lot.
Moments it before we recorded. Today.
Yeah. No, it didn't. No, yeah. I was prepared. I've been preparing for like, you know, however long we haven't haven't started. haven't come back together. But yeah.
Yes. Hey, we're playing everyone's favorite game. Literally.
Everyone.
It wins the awards. It gets to talking. It's got bear sex and YouTube, little clickies. And it's called Baldur's Gate Tree. And I didn't pull my notes up yet. So we're going to talk about it. And you guys are going to remind me what we're going to pick.
Karlach.
Yeah. We're going to go find Karlach.
Karlach.
Yeah. The hottest character in the game.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Arguably
I still
so.
Got Shadowheart, personally.
I think on paper, yes.
On paper.
Yeah, yeah, Karlach is...
It's true.
She's literally on fire.
Yeah.
Well, that was it. It was a pun, but
yeah,
also,
I think that's right.
She's
right. I actually thought you were... See, I just assumed...
Okay.
I just assumed you had the hots.
So now it's funny when you do it, white man.
Whoa! She's going there.
I feel some one stars coming our way.
I mean, yeah,
just
no.
Don't give us one star.
Don't do that. Well,
our egos are so fragile.
They are. I mean, both. Two. Both are correct, but yes.
Wait, so who's everyone's... sorry, I assume this is just a dating sim, so I just want to know who we all have the most hots for right this moment.
It's definitely becoming it's rapidly becoming a dating sim very fast. Very fast.
I did already sleep with Lazel.
Already happened.
Oh wow.
Did you have to like arm wrestle her for it, or
I was gonna say
there is a little bit of a dominance play.
Ooh.
You have to she could be like, she like goes into it, she's like, submit to me, and you can either be like yes or no, and or you submit to me. And
okay,
like,
wait, so don't say no more. Say no more. Hold on.
Oh,
everyone, predict if Kaylee submitted or did not or wanted to be dom.
Oh, there we go.
Jackie, what do you think?
Okay, based on her character, I would say she did not submit. I think she wanted to be dom.
I would say, forgetting character, based on her Halloween costumes, I think she also was a dom. Alan, what you think?
I guess I'll just go submit.
Just keep it interesting. I'll clean up the bets just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
No, Billy and Jackie have it right.
The first time Jimbo wore a leash into the house, I thought that maybe there was some things you were letting out there. It's just a special holiday. We just dress up for fun. It's not for real.
Yeah.
I'm not awakening it anyway. So what happens after you do that?
Honestly, it's pretty tame. I was kind of expecting there to be more sex things that you see. So, like, you know, she does get naked. You get that visual. And then, like, there's smooching. And then it's the next morning. And it's basically just like, cool. Okay. Yeah. Maybe if I need your help again with this, I'll reach out to you. And it's like, okay.
That's a very Lazel like, answer.
Wow.
Very utilitarian.
Yeah.
Wait. You know. So did you get a payoff that felt like you were the dom or not? Or is it just the dialogue moment, and then it looks like maybe it's equal sex after that?
There's a scene where, like, you hold her hand down, and that's about it.
Oh, I see. And maybe so. They would reverse that shot or something if you...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Probably. She kind of starts by tackling you a little bit, and then you just kind of flip the wrestling hold on her.
Now, wait a minute. Walk me how...
No, Billy.
Wait, I thought that's why people play this game. I thought, is this not an educational product?
It's not an educational product.
I think that you might be wrong about that, but okay.
There is some commentary about how the next morning is like, you know, your character can say that was great for me. How I hope that was good. You know, you're really good at this. And she goes, of course I am.
Oh,
like,
wow.
And I'm like, yeah, this is very Lazelle. Be like,
it's like, duh.
Completely uh-huh. confident in herself. She's like,
yeah.
Like, if Yankee bodies are honed to perfection, of course I know how to use mine. And it's like, oh, well.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that was fun. Yeah.
Sweet.
And cool. But that is that actually your first choice, or was that just like some hanky panky?
That was just some hanky panky. Some okay. first opportunity. No, I'm still gunning for Astarion. Well, we'll yep. see
oh,
where
okay.
that one lines up.
Interesting. Yeah,
yeah,
I forgot that you were into that. And we learned some things about him.
I would take Karlach for sure, but mm-hmm. she's a little goody-two-shoes for my character. So, you know, yeah. I don't know that I'll be able to sway her into that sort of realm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Jackie, who do you have the hots for right now?
I mean... It's really who don't I have the hots for?
Good answer.
I don't think any of us are role playing correctly. I think we're just playing as ourselves.
Oh, come on.
What?
Listen, my character has bigger things going on and you know, like the dark urge. Like what's happening here, you know? So she needs somebody that she can connect with, and so she is searching for a connection with whoever will provide it.
But who do you hope provides
she's
it?
She's got urges
to satisfy her
urges. Urges outside of dark yeah. urges.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Astarion, yes. Karlach, yes. Shadowheart, yes. Lazelle, sure. Will, no. Gail does not exist in my party.
Oh, no. Gail still
hand. I have his hand.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Does that mean he's just not coming with you? Yeah.
Well, you could always just use that.
Yes. I set it up and you took it, and I'm proud of you guys.
I have heard. Around the water cooler, I have heard that the Gale sex scene is the best. So I don't know. That's what I've heard. Nice.
I still got him sitting in a portal somewhere. I never even went to him.
Yeah, oh, really?
He's kind of. No, he's in my camp, but I haven't. He's not been in my party as of late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alan, will your wife let you tell us who you're romancing?
I like briefly kind of mentioned some of she's also listened to the episode, which is funny, so she understands like the nature of the game. It is kind of a strange thing though, because it's like, you know, like, okay, hey, there's it's not me, but it's me, but also
it's
my character,
Alan,
it's named Alan,
and it's also my name, so it's like no real. I think you just gotta play the game. I think also some of this
but
is
you're
like
playing a monk.
That's true. Yeah. I don't even think about the monk as much. He's celibate. Not in this game. I haven't really done anything. I don't think really yet. There's so far it's like Shadowheart has sort of had some like moments here and there. I've already said like no straight up to Lisa.
She
didn't kill me. There was just a moment where they were like, I think we already talked about it. They were like, oh yeah, like I saw you in battle and like, I need you. And I was like, I'm good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of closed that door. I think after, and then they've recently just been like, you could have had all this, but not anymore. And I was like, okay, great. Lizzo's just not my, doesn't necessarily, she's just too,
you have something wrong intense, with the green complexion.
No, it's just, she's just way too intense. And she's kind of mean. She's always mean to me. It's like, yeah. What? I don't need that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shadowheart's like super emo, so that's probably, fine. And Karlach's super nice, so it's like, Karlach's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So I think it's between Karlach and Shadowheart, although Karlach is like, I don't know, she's a bit over the top, I found, but so I don't know.
I feel like Karlach is the jock and Shadowheart is the drama kid.
I was gonna say that totally makes sense because she's definitely like jockey, and they have like that personality. Yes,
that's totally. Probably why I'm all in on Shadowheart. Although here's my one gripe: our last play session.
Okay.
I got no new dialogue from Shadowheart at all, but it's like all I'm playing for, and so I was like, oh, I want to like advance our relationship or just get new commentary, I guess. She's in my party, so like reactions to shit, but it just so happened like what we did and through two rests and stuff, I just kept going up there. It's just the same, like, the, you know, when you exhaust anything new, you're down to the generics, like, let's talk about what you think is happening to us,
right?
Or just like generic-y nothing. Like, I can't get any of her backstory, I can't get any romance. Like,
you gotta play
nothing.
More of the game.
I was gonna say,
I mean, it's sort of a bummer when it's like, all right, I did like a 3-hour session and this character is just an AI right now, and it's like, it broke the illusion a little in that all my other characters were popping off trying to tell me about their shit. Like, Will is fucking going hard about his lore that's so boring, where he was like, well, did I tell you that swordsmen are swordsmen and so-and-so and the war or whatever? And it's like, I don't fucking care about any of this.
Yeah.
Why won't Shadowheart talk to me? Is she
weaving,
mad at me?
The weaving or whatever the fuck he talks about?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What?
Yeah,
I honestly
can't
remember any of the shit. It was so dull.
I think, so is it that you have to progress their personal, like,
but
quests
Shadowheart
to get, like,
is just spend time with her. That's the whole fucking
is
quest.
Is that it? Okay. Yeah, I thought there was some, like, well, like, if you go to your, like, journal or whatever, there's, like, specific ones for each character.
No,
I just
don't know
if those necessarily unlock any more dialogue. I mean, they should, but I don't know if it's, like, also, like, relationship or romance dialogue in there, too.
No, I think you're right. I just think that Shadowheart's right now is, like, continue questing with Shadowheart. So maybe we just haven't, we haven't, like, unveiled whatever her thing is that we'll get to do. But she had such good, so not only is she my romance, but I actually liked her teases to backstory the best, where it's like, you know, I have some ailment and I won't tell you what it is. And then she had this weird, I think I told you guys, she had this weird, like, staring at a broken statue moment, but she doesn't want to talk about it. And all these, like, little things where I'm like, these are really intriguing. How do I keep this going? But it's like, it's a dead end right now. But all the characters I don't care about are like, hey, come on, exclamation point, motherfucker. And I'm like, I don't care, Will.
Yeah,
I don't care about your fencing background or whatever school you went to.
It's like the exclamation pop up when you're like, I don't really want to talk to that dude right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to.
He's standing in camp in his underwear because that's what I put him in. And it's like,
hey, whoa. Do you want to sleep or you want to talk to this guy?
That's a good reminder to put everyone in their underwear. Thank you.
Yeah. Camp
should be underwear zone.
We bond at camp.
Yeah.
It's great for the sleeping scenes because then when you do the like actual sleep scenes.
Yeah.
And everyone's like on their sleeping bag in their underwear, like it's a hot night.
That's awesome.
I can't possibly be inside my sleeping bag right now.
I was sweating in that bitch. So we're talking about camp and sleeping bags. Shall we talk about the Asterion reveals?
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Yes, sleds.
Oh, right.
I want to hear...
Yes.
I'll set it up. But I want to hear one of you all sort of describe, like, your reactions to it. Mm-hmm. So one night you go to sleep and
You're just laying there, nice and peaceful, and then you get a little nice cutscene. And there's like foots that are creeping a little bit closer, and your character kind of stirs and wakes up, and it's Asterion, who is like over you with sharp pointy teeth. And he's like, this isn't what it looks like. And you're like, it really looks like you're about to be, it really looks like you're a vampire.
My favorite thing about this moment is the way he says shit.
Yeah, shit. You weren't supposed shit. To wake up. Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
how did it go?
Billy, how did it go?
Billy, Alan?
Me first. I just did all the like middle of the road options, I guess, which probably sound boring, but I kind of like having you in camp, and I feel like I feel like this option to kill you, maybe it would let me, but that doesn't sound satisfying. Like, I don't really just want to delete you from the game right now. And but I also don't want to start a big fight or do a crazy side a different way. So I just like chose the middle of the road stuff that seemed like really easy to appease everyone. And so I was like, yeah, you can have a little okay stop now. Know everyone, I trust them, so it'll be okay. Okay, basically the things that just ticked everyone to happy, right? Like the camp believes me, he believes me, we're all good.
So right.
I did the most boring answer, but just to try to like keep stuff going was my choice. What about you guys?
I feel like I did the same thing too. I feel like it came on like pretty soon after he maybe joined our like camp and party and stuff, so I felt like I still wanted him around, so I was just like, yeah, you could bite me, that's fine. I was like, it's a platonic bite,
I let him feed on you.
Because it, I don't know, his whole I guess like argument around it was like, oh, I just need a little bit of time me over, and I, in my mind, you know, still not really knowing how the game worked too, I was like, well, I need him to be like strong and able, so you know, kind of stay, you know, I don't want you to get all fiendish or whatever. so that happened, and then like, and then everyone was kind of cool with him being a vampire at the end, sort of. Everyone's like, oh yeah, just don't fight us. So that's basically. We did get a status effect though, which was kind of interesting afterwards. I had to kind of like figure out how to get rid of it.
But, oh yeah, how'd you do that? I didn't figure it out.
I think I forget either. I think you get either you rested again, or I think I maybe had Shadowheart do something to me, some sort of heal. I'm not sure.
You stay away.
I've never tried to have.
You stay away from her.
The same Shadowheart.
I know. I haven't ever tried to have Shadowheart like heal away the bloodless status effect.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe there's like a I forget which spell it was. If it was a spell, either that or just rested again.
Maybe. So Billy, you let Asterion feed on you.
Yeah. What Alan said, like I think we just it sounds like we chose all the exact same choices.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's surprising. I don't know. I feel like I would have expected at least Billy to say, don't fucking touch me.
Well, my character is supposed to be a little dumb and want to rally everybody, right? So it made more sense, too, for him to be trusting. But also, I think to Alan's point, like this, I get why they did it early as well. Because it's like, well, I don't know this person yet, so I probably want to get rid of him. But he was also like one of your first characters. So I feel like just game. Yes, the internet already tells you he's a big character, but also game logic. The second person you pick up, basically, who's doing a big performance, you just know like there's obviously so much more with him. Why would I get rid of him so soon? So it just felt like logically I don't want to delete him. I could see a world where you do the same series of choices either with this character like halfway through the plot and it's really conflicting, or you do it like with the eighth or ninth person you pick up and you're like, fuck this dude, I already got my party, and then you have like a but I don't know, just something about like it's him, he's the rogue is always a huge character too. It's just like, I don't want to get rid of this guy, you know, there's gotta be more to him.
And Asterion has a status effect. He gets
plus one to all attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks.
That's too bad he's not in my party.
I was gonna say he's not in my party as of late either. But yeah, he was for a bit. He had like pretty interesting attacks, like the vampire bite. I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
His health mm-hmm. and stuff. He had a couple other ones, but he's not in my party right now.
Does having him in their party help? Do you guys know? Like, because I've been having Shadowheart with me, but it didn't, as I already said, but like it didn't like help unlock anything faster. Would it matter at all if she were chilling at camp? Like, do people need to be with you?
I think there's two things that progress dialogue stuff. I think it's like there's the mainline story progression, but there's also approval. And so like your characters approve or disapprove of the choices that you make, but only if they know about them. So they
need to be with you for that.
Yeah. And so like, or there are sometimes like major events, I'm sure that all of them like kind of get, but yeah, like your day-to-day decisions, like sometimes even like dialogue choices, like when you're talking to somebody like, mm-hmm. I remember when you first get into the Grove and the human gets in an argument with Zevlor, with like the tiefling leader, and they're like arguing. I let the human like slug him. Oh no, I let the human like hit Zevlor. I didn't interfere. And Lazelle approved that for some reason. And I was like, yeah, just violence.
Great punch.
Cool.
Yeah. Solid contact. Good right hook.
So I think like probably approval does have something to do with the dialogue choices. Mm. So having him in the party means approval or disapproval.
Maybe just like inevitable mm-hmm. romance or something.
Yeah.
Options or something.
Maybe inevitable romance options. keep dreaming.
I mean, we can talk about the combat system in a minute, but
yeah.
Jackie, what did you do?
I let him feed on me.
Oh, okay.
Is that we're still talking about that, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kaylee, you too.
I did the
same.
It's
fun.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to sleep with this guy. No, I'm not gonna. Yeah,
That's true. Right. That's true.
Maybe he wants to be negged though. He seems like the type.
I'm also just not ready to get the same kind of reasons. Like, I don't want to just eliminate him from my party or from the from the game yet. You know, I'm not ready for the time to backstab him will come.
Yeah. Well, it's same with Karlach, right? Didn't we have the chance to be like, you could just fight Karlach? And that's interesting. Right. But also sort of feels like a non-choice, because it's like, why would I want to delete her, though? I don't even know her yet. And the way you set it up, she's so obviously like an interesting character. Like,
right.
Yes. It's cool that I could do it, but why would I just like delete it? I don't know. Yeah. I want to see what you made. Like, okay, so I choose the generic-y stuff, right? The like, no, let's all be friends. And then it's like, okay, everyone's happy. I was like, all
right, whatever. Right.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was interesting. I guess right like having the choice of killing someone you don't really know anything about, like you said, like it was just kind of I don't know, I guess it seems like maybe everyone leaned on saving Karlach in that moment. Yeah, because they just seem like a really cool character. Mm-hmm. And then you go, then they, I think they're in your party or you can send them to camp, I think. Mm-hmm. I forget which way. And then I think you have to go find like someone who's hunting them too. So there was that moment too, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
See them fight and stuff. I think that's kind of mostly why I went back to camp and like, or sent them home or mm-hmm. I forget what I did. But then there's like some consequences for Will, right? That's,
that was so
the
cool.
biggest thing. Yeah. That was really cool. But yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised about that whole thing. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys think about that?
Who cares about Will?
No, Will. Will, Blade of the Frontiers.
I don't know. I mean, well, like, what, objectively, do you guys find his character interesting?
No.
Not really.
I don't.
Yeah, I just don't at all. Like,
he's too self-righteous.
Yeah, it's that. It's just that kind of thing, right?
He's
like the most cardboard character to me so far.
Right. He's pretty generic, like, action guy. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. no personality outside of, like, his righteousness, I guess.
He's like a lore mm-hmm. machine too. Every time he wants to talk to you, it's not it's nothing interesting, it's just like history, and it's like, what are you talking about, dude? No right, drama, no personal problem. It's just like, well, I was on a ship. You know what a ship is? And it's like, what the fuck?
I do appreciate that there is consequences for him. I do appreciate that, like, you know,
yeah, right.
He broke his pact, and like, you know, he has to, you know, now be a devil. And it's like, that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, they changed an entire character, like, you know, right after we get to know him a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I thought that was neat.
That was cool. That. I forget the devil he made. What was it?
Mizora is his.
Oh, Mizora. Mizora, okay. So that's like the second devil we've encountered, right? Technically?
Yes.
Mizora and the other guy.
Raphael?
Yes, Raphael.
Oh, who I finally encountered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Finally found him.
He going towards the beach?
Up. No.
Somewhere else?
Somewhere else. He was like,
oh.
Yeah, it is kind of random.
It was really random. I was like, but this is not where I have encountered you before.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it was very interesting to be walking through the woods and then suddenly there's this guy talking to me. And it was a different set of dialogue, which was cool too, that the dialogue itself seems contextual. Oh. So, yeah.
Oh, right. He talks about like your surroundings, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, is this the path to ruin or the path to. Or something like, because different times when I played it, like one time I was like in, I think I was in a, like a camp, some kind of like group, not my camp, but like, you know, either the Grove or the Goblin camp or some kind of like cluster of people and activity. Hmm. And what he said about the surroundings was different than another time when I met him like on the road somewhere.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. That's just a cool little sort of extra stakes on some of these characters that they're all kind of connected to a bit of this devil's and all this stuff, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm interested to see like more of the Mizora storyline for sure.
Mm.
Although not because of Will, because Will sucks.
Yeah. It's so funny because even Karlach, I guess, kind of knew, I guess, because they're from that area and they're like kind of like involved as like sort of like a hired hand, I guess, or sort of like a, I don't know, sort of indentured warrior kind of thing that they had to escape.
Uh-huh.
So they're fully aware of like all of the devils and they're like, you know, kind of, and the main one they're running away from, who is not Mizora, which we haven't encountered yet.
Mm-hmm. Zariel is the one that
Zariel.
Yeah.
Zariel is who's Karlach is running from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's probably part of their quest, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Could be cool.
Did you go up and fight the paladins for Karlach?
Yeah. Please. Yeah. That was a cool fight. They were actually pretty tough.
They were.
I know. It was really hard.
It was a hard. The paladin was surprisingly tough, and then like the people they were with. Some of the, I think they're warlocks or whatever. They're very like cagey and like kind of just kind of shooting from behind. Also, like, the way you encounter that fight, you open the door and you're kind of just like all four of us are in the door frame. It's like.
Exactly. It's like a bottleneck. It's so hard.
So it's not a great like. It wasn't great like positioning on like the battlefield in that respect. I think I had to like run out of the room a couple times. You're like, I gotta get out of here. Leave me alone. So they were hard. How'd you guys fare with that? Billy, did you do that?
I didn't fight the paladins yet. I kind of got stuck in the whole thing you were talking about a little bit, Alan, where it's like I couldn't. Karlach wouldn't immediately join me. She was the only character so far who doesn't stand there and say, like, if you want to send somebody else home, I'll stay with you. She just immediately, like, ran away from me. So I went back to camp to get her in the party and get
stuff.
And then I got distracted and I went to the goblin camp and I didn't go back to her stuff.
Right.
Fair.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But fighting, I mean, I did fighting and I also fought, hyenas that turn into
That was a hard fight.
I did that a couple times.
The gnolls.
The gnolls.
Yes.
What Did you guys all... So I did like at the very beginning of the fight, they kind of do the story cutscene about a hyena shifting into something. And you get some choices of what to do. Did everybody read the situation? Or I guess just how did you read the situation and what did you do?
My character passed the arcana check to, or the nature check, to be like, oh, you know what's happening here. This creature is turning into a gnoll. And so I smush its head with my boot.
Smush. Smush. What about you guys?
Yeah, I put her out of her misery.
Interesting.
Alan, did you hear what was going on, or what'd you do?
I didn't get any of that. I don't think I got the cutscene at all either. Because the first time I saw them, I just straight up shot something at them. So I just started a fight.
Yeah.
I think this is right after the Blighted Village, that's where I first encountered them.
Right or above it?
Yeah,
or
you like something. Cross this little bridge, and then like you go to, it's like left and right, you see kind of like sort of a caravan that's been like sort of like been ambushed, and there's stuff everywhere, and you kind of go further down the road, and then you see like a bunch of these what I thought were wolves, I guess they're hyenas. Hyenas. Mm-hmm. And then I just basically just shot one of them from a distance, and then they turned into these giant like werewolf things, and I was like, oh fuck. So that wasn't fun.
I guess you're right. They kind of showed a few like, and I did wonder if I should attack, but then I also just kept approaching because I was like, maybe they're friendly. Yeah. And then it did a cutscene if you get close enough.
Interesting. Okay.
I also smushed. So it was clear there was a horror movie alien thing going on. And I was like, kill the host. Duh.
Oh, damn.
And,
That's
cool. So then you had others that were like flopping on the ground like dead fish. That during the fight you can try to take out the hyenas before they spawn a gnoll. So that was like a fun little mechanic. But what do you guys think about the combat overall so far? Is it? I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think I'm going to be biased because I've been playing, played previously a little bit. We had, I'd already started a character, and so I feel like by now I'm hitting a groove with it, where I get it a little bit more, and I have been able to like optimize to a certain extent some of the builds of the different characters. So I feel like things are like, I kind of have a pattern, I have ways to adapt to situations. Karlach has been a new wrinkle in that, just because I wasn't, because you don't have her right off the bat, so I hadn't like, fitted the party around her very well yet. But I've like, I feel like it was getting there. It's feeling good.
I'm just frustrated that we're all still so low level. Like, you get hit twice and you're out, or like, I don't know. At least the gnolls are so powerful. Like, it's I really need that XP.
Yeah, I feel that with just spell casting, and I don't even. I think I get the spell system, like the spell slot, whatever thing, but I'm not paying a lot of attention to it. So I just know that it's like basically. All my characters have two cool spells, and you cast them twice, and then you can't cast them anymore. And it's like, oh, it's kind of disappointing. Why can't I just actually do my cool thing more? And it's like, nope, you can't until you rest. Which then I have another question for you guys, which is how do you get more rest shit? But Alan, talk about the combat system.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's also kind of been my sort of, I guess, working through the, some of the characters have these cool spells that you can only use. So I guess... That's also part of it, I guess. I'm trying to think of it like, oh, I have to really be mindful of when I use these spells and like what battles they make the most sense. Do I save it for later? Do I use it now? Mm-hmm. Mostly for what's her name? Shadowheart, since she's like the main healer in the party for me. And once they're kind of down, it's just like hopefully everyone has their potions ready. So far I've been sort of trying to lean into the strategy portion of it, like trying to position ourselves in the fight from the beginning, like at the best place possible. And then from there, just like kind of go, down the list of like, okay, well, what do I need to attack first? Who's giving us the most problems? Thinking ahead a bit, looking at the lineup too is very helpful sometimes. Because sometimes it's not always like your party's not always in the same lineup.
Right.
And the and then enemies can shift too. Like the enemies have different lineups too. So I'm like, okay, if I kill this guy, then the other guy is not even gonna like do anything. Like I just have to get this guy out of the rotation now. So there's a lot of that, which is a lot more thinking than I ever do in any type of combat game ever, probably. I mean, like we were saying too, Billy, like not necessarily to our strengths of like, you know, more like reaction and time-based reacting and like stuff that we did like in Elden Ring or even any other games we played so far.
Mm-hmm. That order is called initiative.
Initiative.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so if you see like there are sometimes there are items that will say that you you have a +5 to your initiative score. So like everything else, initiative is a dice roll. And so you can get bonuses to that to get you earlier in that lineup, which can be advantageous.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Cool.
D&D.
Yeah, because God forbid you're like way down the line and like everybody's taking hits and you just haven't had a chance to go yet, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
really funny because I'm playing this like how Alan plays other games. So I knew about that order, but actually never considered using it strategically. And don't really position anybody intelligently. I keep thinking like I'm not in the right fight to use it to my advantage. Well, I feel like I always enter fights where the opponents are always like on top of something.
Right.
And I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm always just trying to get to them, and it takes so long to move anywhere that I just start like firing 40% spells at people. I don't know. Like I feel like I'm always at a disadvantage, so there I can't really even get to like the thing I want to be on anyway. Which is probably because I'm just like running into fights like an idiot and not approaching in some strategic way. But I more just meant that to say it's funny that I'm playing like I feel like the Radon Bachelor Party Alan version of this, where I'm just like, I'm going in, I just select my high spell, I click a dude, they die, and I just like move on. And I don't think too much about it.
Yeah, that is funny too. It feels like the game is kind of forcing me to think more than I probably would normally, which is just the nature of the game, I guess. But yeah, this is also like after multiple, like this might be my third... It's like my third battle after dying, right? Like, and then being like, okay, well, actually, maybe not going down that road would be the best way to set ourselves up, right?
Who is in your party? Because I haven't had too many deaths yet, but I'm also not being forced to be smart.
I haven't had a true death.
Oh, yet. Okay.
Like, not one that, like, where, like, if I...
Oh, you mean you're on your third fight without resting, and you're like, I need to be careful?
I
thought you meant you were like fighting the hyenas for the third time because you were struggling or something like that.
So there's I think there was a couple times where like I probably did die and maybe I just restarted the encounter or like you know went back to my old save or whatever. But or like half my party died and I didn't really want to deal with it. And so I went back and it's like load. It's easier to, you know, I could probably like sometimes there's definitely times where I was like, I probably could have done that a lot better knowing how they fight. And then using less of my resources to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I might go back and upload, you know, the latest save and be like, okay, actually this is better. Just to make myself feel better. Really.
Optimizers.
That's honestly a smart way to do
disease.
It.
We want to optimize everything.
Yeah, that maybe
it's
that's
just
it.
Smart.
Yeah,
I'm playing it the opposite. I'm trying. I actually read an interview where one of the lead directors or designers, I can't remember who it was exactly for the game, was like, everyone stop trying to play the game perfectly. Like failing is part of the story. It's okay. And I'm like, for better or worse, that is how I'm rolling. Like I am not overthinking my items, how to do, I'm just waiting for it. But it's not because it's also because with every game, there's a learning curve. And sometimes the best way to not get frustrated is to just not overthink it until it starts clicking. You know what I mean? And I'm just not at that stage yet where I haven't quite, I think maybe it's to what you're saying, Jackie. I kind of wonder if it's we're at such a low level that for the most part, every character has two spells. Right. They don't, you know, that's all you really got. And so if you're not going to use your spell, all you can do is whack somebody with their sword anyway. And so you just kind of like run around and level up right now.
I feel like combat gets way more fun once you are able to, like, a lot of your actions can be either a main action or a bonus action. So you're essentially, you're getting more moves per turn instead of being like, well, I can either drink a potion or I can hit somebody and that's it. You know, like it gets a lot more flexible.
Oh, okay.
Like you have higher health, you have more spell slots. Yeah. Like it gets better for sure.
You get more powerful spells, you get more interesting things you can do. Yeah. Like, yeah. I agree.
Misty
Step is great. Yeah.
It's like a teleport spell.
Oh. Yeah. That's
always fun. You just like teleport behind someone and get them like when they're done.
Can you teleport others too? Like you could shoot your rogue behind someone and have them backstab.
No,
but a
like,
lot of people can learn it. Or
there are a lot of people can learn it, and there's items that give it too. Like like I remember at some point finding an amulet that gives you Misty Step. So like, and anybody can wear the amulet. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. A few quick questions for you guys.
Yes.
Who's your favorite fighting character so far?
Like specifically. You mean of any of them, just for combat?
For combat. Yeah, no, just for combat, for the combat mechanics and everything. Not like, I don't know, a dual story purpose. Just pretty much like when you're really in combat, who's kind of your favorite so far?
Huh. I like Karlak.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I think Karlak's probably like second for me, like close second maybe. Lazelle's sort of been doing a pretty good solid like they're just pretty like solid all around damage.
She's like, tanky.
Yeah, and the like very like doesn't really miss all that much. And I don't. That's not really like probably, you know, that's probably more of the game doing the rolls and stuff. But I just feel like they're more consistent in like their damage output. Mm-hmm. Karlak is cool. Two, but very similar role, though they have like the extra fire thing and the frenzy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is pretty cool. yeah. And then I think the first fight that we had there, she does this like thing where she gets overheated, it's just like start burning the whole house down. So that was a problem.
Yes.
But I don't know if they've done that since then. I think you can cool them off. I remember reading something that you had to do something and then I didn't read. I was just like, whatever. I'll figure out how to cool her down later. But yeah, so Lazelle for me so far.
Kaylee?
I think myself, because I did switch to Bard. I pick me. I'm my favorite. Because right now I'm like doing all the things. I did switch over to Bard, which Billy would be a very difficult class to start with. I wish we had thought about this a little bit more when we were giving you this advice. But like, because you do a little bit of everything. You do a little bit of melee, you know, when someone gets too close. I'm the kind of the party healer. And I'm also like the main spell firepower. And so like, it's just like, you know, the right cantrips here and there, cutting words. I'm insulting people in the middle of battle. and then like, I make people like, you know, look good again. And so it's just like, I feel cool right now. So kind of just That's dipping awesome. Into everything at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah. So I dig the Bard playstyle. It's like very, it's a fun mixture of all of the things. And it just feels absurd to do that with a flute.
So. Yeah, I think it's funny because like the Bard for me, like I don't think I've ever really, I didn't know too much about like that character class or whatever. So
yeah.
I didn't immediately think of like, okay, it heals, it does other spells or you do all this stuff. I have a Bard in, what's his name? Do I have a Bard?
There's not a Bard like character you can pick up, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I don't.
Really?
I don't.
That seems so strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's also not a sorcerer or...
There's so many classes. You can't have one of each. There's too many.
I was going to say, yeah.
You don't have a paladin, you know.
I don't know.
Oh, there is a paladin that you can pick up.
That you don't pick up.
Huh. I mean,
a few of them in a way. But I guess it doesn't make sense to leave you a handful for just you.
Mm-hmm. I just like that.
Bard surprises me.
Yeah. Bard is interesting because it's just like, I love that I just hurt someone by insulting them. And it's always like some hilarious medieval sounding thing. And it's just like, you cotton-headed ninny muggins, and they're like, ugh, 4 damage.
That character was definitely made for you and not me. Because I was having the opposite reaction, where I was like, what?
What's he doing?
It's not even a neg. What is this? I would like the R-rated version of the bard if they're going to go there and like give me like real quips and stuff that are like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening. Like that I could do. But the fact that we're like showing boobs for no reason and then suddenly we go Nickelodeon with the quips is like, what? Yeah. That just feels like a tone whiplash to me that I can't.
I would love for them to get more R-rated like the higher level you are.
That would be dope, right? Yeah. Right?
That would
like,
be so funny.
As your spells level up, it's like you've learned fuck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone make a mod for this.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That honestly, if you told me that that's how the game really went, I would be like, this is incredible. But yeah, there's something about like, he doesn't even say you're a fart sniffer, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's what you said, Kelly. It's like, you've got
your mother
hairs.
Was a hamster and your father smelled of elderberries.
You're a hairy Noel, I think is literally one of them. And it's like,
yeah,
what? That's what you got? That's a spell? That took a fucking, what am I, two? I had to do that twice?
I was going to say, yeah.
I would love to see this mod because it would be a different voice actor.
And that would be great.
It would be just some random person being like,
awesome.
You cocksucker. Like,
that would be pretty cool.
Awesome. We just watched some of the South Park musical from, you know, when we were kids. I don't know if you guys remember, but when they go to the movies to watch the Terrence and Phillip film, the whole inciting incident is that it teaches them all these new curse words. So I feel like this is a great connection where they're like, shit face cock master. Wow. Like, yeah, that's what I want in this game. Like, that if that's what the bard was, I would be pretty interested in the bard, but I'm not. So I'm super glad that you are, Kaylee, so that I could give up that token. And actually, funny enough, my favorite fighting character was Will.
Really?
He's pretty good at a fight. That's true.
Yeah. Bad.
He had spells.
I've had him for a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, he's out. I fucking hate him.
Now he's
already swapped him. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Get
okay.
out of here. But combat wise, he was my actual favorite because he also was the only character at this early level who had spells that made you think at all. So like some could damage other people around you. Some you could only be near, and some can knock people back if you want. Mm-hmm. So if they're like at a certain thing, you can choose it. So he was the only character where so far at the early levels where it was like, I use some thought while I select your spells. And every other person's spell is just sort of like a variation of you throw a elemental at them and it does an amount of damage, but he had like a variety of interesting things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm like, get out of here, Will, you suck.
I feel like maybe whatever class I picked him didn't seem like he had all that much stuff. I forget what I did, but his spells weren't like all that crazy. His fighting was good though. He had like really interesting like I forget specifically what kind of attacks they are, but they're usually just like the white on the dial or whatever. They're just like, they're not like a specific color. They're usually like slashing or like some sort of like
melee stuff.
You can only do it like once or twice during a battle or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember what I chose. You know, you're now reminding me that everybody had like a choice at some point. Right. To specialize.
Yeah. Here's
like, I guess I don't know what I did with him, but it unlocked are, like fire spells. Which
these are
cool.
Important.
That's cool.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Okay, next question quickly. First of all, how do we get more supplies to rest? Because pretty soon the game's just going to end for me because I can never rest again.
Are you looting everything?
No.
You should loot everything.
What do you mean by everything? Like just so important like chests every that box. Look like real chests.
Every, I would honestly crates. So like you find barrels. The most camp supplies in like crates and barrels.
Barrels.
And so like, yeah. You gotta click
them all. Gotta click them all.
Gotta click them all.
Gotta okay. click them all.
And do they have...
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, gotta... Yeah.
Camp supplies.
Gotta fuck them all. Baldur's Gate. That's the real game.
Don't tell us.
Now, so when you say that, do you mean... Are there actual camp supplies, or is it like it's just passive? It requires all kinds of randomy junk that gets combined in the camp supplies, and food. You don't have to do the combination.
When you hover over some of the items, usually food items, it will say 3 camp supplies. Like there'll be like a picture of an apple, and you hover over it, and it says these are camp supplies.
Yeah, yeah, they're labeled. They're labeled camp supplies.
Okay, so just collect random shit, and it's. Doing it for you when you sleep at camp, like you don't have to.
Yes, you can. When you go to rest, you can either click on like the picture of the backpack that is literally just 40 camp supplies, which is what you need to rest.
Right.
Or it will have all of your apples and sausages and carafes of wine and whatever.
Right.
You can click on them to add up to 40. Or there is a button to auto select, but it's broken. Often goes over.
Why does it do that?
I don't know. It's so frustrating.
I noticed that.
Yeah, it goes over the 40 versus like you manually doing it and like gaming it in a weird and like why do you need to do this as part of the game?
Why?
Right. So you could do that, Billy. So like the thing is, if you open a barrel, right, and it'll show you like all the shit in the barrel or whatever. It'll open up a little thing. If you do the whatever brings up the tooltip, the R3 or whatever, that will tell you like the stuff about each item in there. And one of them, or if it's a camp supply, it'll say camp supply. And then you can.
So I just pick up everything every time. Should I not be doing
that? I guess if you want to be encumbered though.
Oh, so that doesn't happen. I guess that doesn't happen enough, though.
Oh my god, I'm like a pack rat. I pick up everything. Zelda has taught me just to pick up everything.
Pick up everything. Yeah. That might not happen because you have a strongish character. And I think the amount you can carry is based on how much.
But like, makes sense.
Eventually, if you weigh yourself down with a bunch of junk, you'll need to sell it to get rid of it or drop it. You'll end up with an encumbered thing where you won't be able to run anymore. You'll only have a walking speed.
And how do you sell it? Do you fast travel to the Grove?
Yeah, you'll find other merchants throughout the game, but right now, I think the one that we have is the trader in the Grove. I like to go through my inventory periodically, and if you mark stuff as add, there's an option that's like add to wares. That basically like highlights it as a I'm only going to sell this kind of thing. And then there's a button at the trader that just says sell all wares. And that sells all those things.
Yeah, it's a lot faster.
It's a lot faster than going one by one.
And then also, if you're carrying around too many sausages, you can send those to camp.
You can have a party.
You can have a sausage party.
You could totally have
a sausage party.
But then when you get to camp, it doesn't automatically get back in your inventory. You have to go to the chest and pick up all the sausages.
Oh, so if I try to rest and it says I can't, I could potentially look at the chest at camp and see if I have a bunch of stuff in there.
Yes. If you've been sending stuff to camp, you should check your chest.
And is that when does the send stuff to camp option pop up? When you're encumbered or just every time you open something?
Anytime.
From your inventory, you can select it. So you would have to have gone to your inventory and sent an item to camp specifically.
Oh, so say I open a chest.
Yeah.
I have to pick that stuff up first. Then I can open my inventory.
I think you can send it directly to camp without picking it up.
You can send it. Yeah. You can just send it directly to camp. That is. It's an extra step, Billy. It's an extra step. Everything's like an extra click. It's like click the tooltip.
Skyrim was a lot of inventory management.
I know, but like it's square or something, and then that'll and then you can send it to the camp. You can send it to like another person, like anybody in your party.
Yeah.
You can eat most it. I don't know. There's like a bunch of
Most of it was I just couldn't figure out why I would choose any of it yet. Because I guess I just got lucky and wasn't over encumbered. So it was like, do you want to do this? Or I was just like, I don't know. Just fucking proceed. Does she want to talk to me yet? Does Shadowheart want to talk to me yet? That's all I want to know.
Depends on how many sausages you get.
Yeah, apparently not enough.
Traders also sometimes sell camp supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also, if you're really short on something, you can probably buy some.
But ours is only at the Grove, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So far, yeah, I don't, yeah.
Okay. I think those are all the quick questions I have for you guys. You guys have any that you're stuck on? What are you guys stuck on? Obviously, Kaylee, nothing. She's like, well, I'm 140 hours in on my other character.
So, did you guys find the dog?
More hours than I do.
Oh, I did find the dog, though. Yeah,
Scratch.
Yeah.
Old Scratch. You get to pet him.
Scratch.
Yeah.
It's obligatory now.
He could smell me, so he went to camp.
Yay.
Right, right. That was kind of nice, a little sad. But, you know, you have to, I forget what I think I ended up doing, the animal instinct check or whatever that one was. It's like, hey, let me read your mind. Let me talk to you.
I had so I'm a ranger and I had my speak with animals spell on when I encountered the dog.
Oh, nice.
And his voice acting is so cute. Oh my gosh, he's like, very well, if my master does not wake up, I can follow your scent and I will find you.
Oh wow.
It's just like
I didn't realize that they had voice acting behind the animals. I didn't think I have that, the speak with animals. I think I have it as like a, maybe the scroll or
there's a potion for it too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. Found Scratch, you said, right?
Yeah.
Scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't pet him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys find the people with the owlbear problem?
No.
Yes.
Owlbear problem.
Are you saying owlbear?
Yeah.
Yes. Owlbear.
Interesting.
Owlbear. No, I don't think so. Where are these people?
This is a flying bear.
This is a...
Oh, that was actually before, but I think it was between the Grove and the Blighted Village, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going back. Yeah. But it was like two people and they were with their brother who was dying and they called you a true soul and then you got his parasite and then you're like, oh, he was killed by an owlbear. You need to go deal with this owlbear.
No. Yeah. I killed both of them. Don't you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was our first encounter with like the we can read each other's minds thing and like the whole elithid thing.
Right.
And yeah, I forget. I said the wrong thing to them, and they were like, "Oh, we're fighting now." So I'm like, "Okay, you're dead now." Then
yes.
I think I just
see. This is why we need to record every week because I forget.
No, but I didn't realize that they had an owlbear like mission or anything attached to it.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think I did the. I think I got the mission and just proceeded. Like I just never did any of it.
Okay,
sure, guys. All right, goodbye. You enjoy laying on the ground. I'll be just doing a different quest now.
You enjoy dying now.
Did y'all get to the goblin camp?
Yeah.
Did you get past the front guards?
No, because I wasn't sure if we were doing that because we just said get to the camp. So I think I was like walking to see how far I could get and it started a dialogue, I want to say, but the dialogue didn't lock me into anything.
Okay.
And now I'm kind of blanking on what they said or why I'm still standing on the bridge. I feel like somehow they were just kind of like, no, get out of here. But maybe am I misremembering that?
So when you first walk up, there's like, it's like
interesting.
Bushes on either side that have been burned and there's like a goblin and there's like a couple goblins and a couple wargs, like giant wolf things that are like guarding and you have to get past them somehow. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple ways to do that, either through dialogue or other means. Then there's a bridge after that where you do get a fairly important cutscene. But I was just curious how you guys got past the guards, but maybe nobody's done that yet. Except
for me. I think I didn't do it. Maybe I didn't talk to them and I'm confusing all the other goblin conversations.
Yeah, maybe.
Along the way.
Because I think there is a bridge leading up to them too, like a little rickety one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I stopped right at the obvious bridge where you see people standing with the wargs that you're saying, and it was very clear it was going to be like a thing. And I was like, I wonder if I stop here. So I think I saved right at that bridge.
Well, clearly we had enough content without actually entering the goblin camp.
That's true. That's true.
Take notes on what happens to you guys with that, because I have a story about, not from this, I have a story about that particular interaction.
Okay.
Yeah. So excited.
Wait, and what and how is that enough? Like just the camp, or what should we do there? What should we?
Oh, the camp is enough.
Okay.
It will probably be. Yeah.
So the camp and the what's the name of the building? What's the name of the actual? It's like the Shattered Cathedral.
Oh, Sanctum.
Sanctum. Shattered Sanctum.
Right.
I think so. Yeah. So there's like a
I big
Shattered
Septum.
The Shattered Septum. That's what we'll call the episode.
Scrotum. Okay.
The Shattered Scrotum. Well, first the scrotum at the septum, and then one of them shattered. You have to listen to find out which.
Yeah. But there's like the camp with like the goblins themselves, but then there's also it, like in the camp, there it's kind of based around this big cathedral thing. So go in there and do things.
Okay. Yep.
It's all the main quest, right? So if we get confused,
yes.
Look at what's updating in that log.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all the main quest, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's
our
it.
Homework. Yeah. Okay. Then that means I'm going to sing about goblins, goblins, and scrotums. Listen, it is what it is, okay?
It's a new year, baby.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's on. Just take that starting power. You can turn me into a farmer, but don't hit me a horse armor. I'm going. Standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard a dish. My avatar's on. Edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look past a jacket, fake sword, collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this digi bling. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We'll go with standard a dish. Why? Store mode is my ocean's cookie dish.